comes in six different flavors. Fruity Original, Fruity Guava, Fruity Mango, Fruity Pineapple, Fruity Apple, and Fruity Granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity Old Game all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
Enjoy untapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for staying with us. It's now time for the news bulletin at 12 hours. The headlines: Kazembe Lunda Royal Establishment demands the immediate release of Xavier Chungu. Police nab five suspects following Chawama clashes. And in international news, US and Iran exchange strikes in Gulf in latest test of ceasefire.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. The Kazembe Lunda Royal Establishment has called for the immediate release of former intelligence chief Xavier Chungu, citing what it describes as violations of due process and the rule of law. In a statement, the royal establishment said Mr. Chungu was arrested on May 28, 2026 and has remained in police custody since then. It noted that although criminal allegations have been brought against him under the Penal Code, the State Security Act and the Zambia Security Intelligence Act, he remains innocent until proven guilty by a court of competent jurisdiction. The royal establishment further stated that on June 4, 2026, the High Court granted Mr. Chungu bail. However, despite the court's ruling, the Zambia Police Service continued to detain him until June 5, 2026. According to the statement, the prolonged processing of bond formalities and the conduct of police officers during this period raised concerns about the efficiency, propriety, and good faith with which the court's directive was implemented. It added that, more concerningly, immediately after the completion of the bond process and Mr. Chungu's release, he was served with two additional charges, rearrested and taken back into police custody. Police in Lusaka have apprehended five male suspects in connection with an incident of political violence that occurred yesterday in John Howard compound, Chawama. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilabi says cases of aggravated robbery, malicious damage to property, assault and unlawful wounding have been recorded following the incident. Mr. Chilabi says the violence erupted around 13 hours after a physical confrontation between supporters of the UPND and the Tonse Pamozi Alliance. He says that Chawama Police Station received a report of the incident at approximately 13:10 hours, prompting the immediate deployment of officers to the scene, who managed to restore order and subsequently launched investigations into the matter. Mr. Chilavi has more details.
Preliminary investigations indicate that a group of individuals associated with Tonse Pamozi Alliance attacked and ransacked the UPND Ward 3 office in John Howard compound. During the incident, property was damaged and several items were reported stolen. Gabriel Mwale, age 45, of John Howard compound, reported that a laptop belonging to the UPND Ward 3 office was stolen. The value of the laptop has not yet been determined. Godfrey Chitalo, age 51, of Jack compound, reported that five office tables, chairs and other office equipment were damaged. Laston Lungu, age 21, reported that he was assaulted and sustained back injuries after being hit by stones.
The Citizens Environmental and Social Concern has called on government to subsidize liquefied petroleum gas as a way of reducing charcoal consumption, which it says is a major contributor to deforestation in the country. Zambia continues to experience one of the highest deforestation rates in southern Africa, losing an estimated 300,000 hectares of forest annually. Speaking to Hot FM News, CESCO Executive Director Cornel Hakapia said LPG, a clean burning and portable energy source widely used for cooking, heating and transportation around the world, offers a practical alternative to charcoal, particularly in urban areas. Mr. Hakapia has noted that while agricultural expansion remains the leading driver of deforestation, charcoal production and consumption have also significantly contributed to forest loss.
As a country, we haven't yet reached the level where charcoal is properly weaned off our energy use as an energy source. What we need as a country, basically what we call for is to see to it that we make LPG very available and also affordable, in the sense that it's an energy source that is able to reduce the dependence on charcoal production. And the best way that we can do as Zambia is to see to it that we subsidize, if possible, LPG gas, and also sensitize and educate the general public that it's safe to use and it's far much better than using charcoal.
Zimbabwe's High Commissioner to Zambia, Charity Charamba, has commended Zambia's educational programs that bring together African countries, saying they promote knowledge sharing and strengthen regional integration. In an interview, Ms. Charamba said such initiatives provide an opportunity for African nations to learn from one another and collaborate in addressing common development challenges. She has praised Zambia for hosting delegates from 19 African countries for training at the Science Center in Lusaka, describing the program as an important platform for collaboration, innovation, and the exchange of ideas. Ms. Charamba has added that education should play a central role in improving livelihoods and advancing nation-building efforts across the African continent.
It's important in sharing knowledge between our African nations, and it also strengthens collaboration between nations and regional integration amongst African nations. African nations also learn from each other through these programs. As Africa, our education should seek to improve our livelihoods and also contribute towards nation building.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Zambia Consumer Association has welcomed the harmonization of Zambia and other participating countries under the One Network Area Initiative, describing it as a significant step towards affordable communication services. ZACA Executive Secretary Juba Sakala said the initiative is expected to reduce roaming charges and the cost of mobile data, making it easier for consumers to stay connected across borders. He has told Hot FM News that lower communication costs will promote trade, tourism and digital inclusion while also strengthening regional integration. Mr. Sakala has since called for the effective implementation of the initiative to ensure consumers benefit from affordable tariffs, quality services and protection from hidden charges.
The harmonization of Zambia and other countries into one network area is a positive step towards regional integration and affordable communication. The initiative is expected to bring significant reduction in roaming charges and the cost of mobile data, and also making it easier for citizens, businesses and travelers to stay connected across borders. You know, lower communication costs will provide trade, tourism, investment and digital inclusion while strengthening economic cooperation within the region. ZACA and other stakeholders will continue to work together to ensure that consumers stand to benefit from more accessible and affordable communications services.
The shaky ceasefire between the U.S. and Iran has been tested further, with American forces targeting Iranian drones and radar sites and Iran firing missiles at U.S. bases in the Gulf. The U.S. military said it had shot down four Iranian one-way attack drones launched towards the Strait of Hormuz, which it said posed an immediate threat to regional maritime traffic. U.S. Central Command said U.S. forces subsequently struck Iranian coastal surveillance radar sites in the south of the country to defend against further attacks. The BBC has more on other global stories.
The Lebanese army says several of its troops have been killed in an Israeli airstrike on a military vehicle in the south of the country. One of those killed was an officer. Several leading diabetes researchers have been removed from a meeting of the American Diabetes Association in New Orleans.